Top story. Should CNN Plus be renamed to CNN Bust? I see what they did there. CNN, if you didn't know, is launching a streaming service named CNN Plus on Tuesday of this week. Or it launched it this week. However, one day in, there are already rumors of disappointing subscription numbers and even talk of layoffs from Charles Gasparino of Fox Business, saying CNN Plus employees are bracing for layoffs amid projections of lackluster sales of new streaming channels. CNN employees say new streaming channel could be merged into Discovery Plus as early as May. Why are you saying, oh, because I'm leaking the password. I got you, Monday Money. That's cool. I got you, man. Just a little slow in the uptake for me. Yeah, CNN Plus shows that not all streaming is good streaming. I mean, most streaming is bad. But every company is like, oh, we'll have a streaming option. CNN is surviving, as Mike Church talked earlier in this week, in airports. That's all it's, that's the only place it's surviving in. So to think that somebody, to think there are enough people that would actually plop down their money to watch Brian Potato Head, Don Lemon. They gave a show to this idiot Rex Chapman, who's a former felon and bad basketball player, and the only reason they gave it to him is because he had hot Twitter takes. So how does it shock me that, oh yeah, there, well, any place there's public settings, very good point, JT. Any place in public settings that you just put on CNN as background noise. You can't do it at your house because your dog will commit suicide if you try to leave CNN on all day. Or like even fish, turtles, animals just straight up die if you leave it on as back. You're better off leaving the Weather Channel on than trying to leave CNN on. Don't, that'll hurt your animals. Don't do that. But anywhere else, that is like a doctor's office or an airport or a bus station or a gas. Well, no, gas stations don't even do that. They get that stupid cheddar news, right? excuse me. So, yeah, really the hubris of these people to think that there was enough people out there, enough people out there to plop down. Justin brings up a good point, the $1 million man in the chat room. Fox is desperate. They're bribing military veterans and first responders with free script subscriptions just to bump their numbers up. Like, cable news has this complex that there is this massive audience that is waiting to consume their content when the only reason it was there is because it was bundled in with the ESPN subscription that they wanted back in the day. And they're like, oh, well, Fox News is on, so whatever, I'll watch that. Or, you know, I'll watch this. Or nobody ever was like, ooh, can I get the Fox News package? Or can I get the CNN News package? Nobody was ever clamoring for that stuff. Yeah, well, I mean, for the amount of money they were given, I'd sell Fox Entertainment, too. But, yeah, Disney, Apple did it, too. Andre, thank you for your $10 donation. Apple did it for a year. They threw in, and they're still have, they have the highest churn rate. Churn is just people who sign up for a subscription, and then they leave after, like, a month or a couple days. You know, like I did for Daredevil when it was on Netflix, I'd sign up for the month for $7. I'd binge through the latest season of Daredevil. Then I'd eject. That's churn. So Apple TV still has the highest churn rate. And they were giving away their subscription for a year. And everyone's like, oh, and this is also the problem of too many streaming services. Especially with inflation. Who in the hell at CNN, I'm sorry, who in the heck at CNN was like, you know what? Everybody's spending an extra $400 a month. Why don't we launch a streaming service? Why don't we launch a streaming service? Well, yeah, Daredevil is on. I don't have Disney Plus, so I am not going to subscribe to that. I would consider buying the DVDs of Daredevil, like a one-time purchase, just so I could always have them. But that's it. Yeah, nobody's clamoring for news. Especially when they're like, why am I going to pay when I can just watch my local news for free? It's not free, obviously, unless you're running rabbit ears. But CNN is learning that streaming is not the golden, it is not the pot at the end of the rainbow like everybody has been talking about. In fact, streaming has become so saturated that unless you have, I mean, look at the ones that are actually there. Who are the only successful ones? Disney Plus, Amazon, Netflix, Peacock, still the dumbest name ever for a show or streaming service. They're floundering. No, digital rabbit ears are not bad at all. They're not bad at all. Price-wise, what you get for them. Paramount, Peacock, all of these individual. Amazon's only doing well because it's Amazon. Apple's not doing great. So this idea that CNN was going to jump in here and that people were just like, oh, I need to pay extra money to watch Brian Seltzer. That's the guy, right? Brian Seltzer? Potato Head? Or Don Lemon? Or Jake Tapper? Nobody's paying extra money to watch Jake Tapper. Anyway, so there you go there. That's your lead story. CNN Plus is going to turn into CNN Bust. Because nobody wants to pay for this stuff. Nobody wants to pay, because there have been new services already out there. I know, Peacock is still the dumbest name for a streaming service. That's all right, it'll get integrated by somebody else soon enough. Them and Paramount, they have to. Paramount's spending way too much money on that Halo series that everybody hates, except for Justin. And, Paramount also has that terrible, that, I don't want to say it too badly. They also have that show Star Trek Discovery that nobody likes. Well, most people don't like. Once again, not trying to scandal anybody. If you like it, you like it. That's cool. All entertainment is subjective. I'm just saying, overall, a lot of people don't like the Picard show. Just saying. Everybody hates, they're spending money on all kinds of projects that are not, and how do you judge success on a streaming service? Oh, we got 200 people that pay $9 a month, so let's spend $10 million on this show. The money just doesn't add up, which is the streaming bubble is like Pluto TV. There's Pluto TV. There's Tubi. There's so many ones that you just watch ads on, and it doesn't matter. You know, HBO Plus, that one is, nobody knows what's going on with that one. But it's hysterical to see. I have Pluto TV too. Pluto TV is great. Really? Into DVD? Well, the movie industry misses DVDs like nobody's business, man. They used to make so much money on DVDs. You'd have the initial DVD, then you have the special edition DVD, and then you have the super secret special edition DVD with 5 extra minutes of unseen footage and a documentary for 20 minutes. Dude, they were killing it with DVDs. They were killing it with DVDs. And then they moved to streaming, and that's it. Learn how to carve a stick instead of streaming. That's a good point.